This is Insurance Marketing with John Carroll, episode 17. Let's rock.
Welcome to Insurance Marketing with John Carroll, your resource for marketing ideas, sales tips, and business strategies that help agents like you survive and thrive. And now your host, John Carroll.
Hello and welcome to episode 17 of Insurance Marketing with John Carroll. I am John Carroll, and this is the podcast that's all about helping insurance agents and insurance producers and heck, maybe even some sales managers, helping those folks be more successful in the business of sales, marketing, and everything else that has to do with running and being successful as an insurance agent. Today's topic is one that I think a lot of agents love. I guess I probably say that every week, but I really mean it this time. Today I want to share with you 28 different ways that you can get more followers on your insurance agency's Facebook page. Now, before I go into the individual different ideas that I want to share with you today, I just want to talk about a couple things. First of all of these ideas I'm talking about today are not really, they're not just about building up more fans, having a higher number. They're about actually getting the people who will actually engage and participate on your Facebook page, getting those people engaged because, you know, there's ways you can go out there. If you want 500 fans, you can go out and pay somebody, I don't know, like 50 or 100 bucks to do it. And it's actually a complete disaster. I would not recommend that anybody does that. But the key thing here that I'm trying to get across is that it really is more about the engagement that you have on your page than the actual numbers that you have. But with that being said, I do get it. Like, you know, you see the agent down the street and he's got 800 followers and you have 8 followers. Obviously, it's not a good situation. But all of these ideas I want to share with you today, they're not just about growing that number. They're really about getting people engaged with your Facebook page. You know, getting the right people engaged so that you're not just a high number with no engagement. You can be a high number of followers with a lot of engagement. That's the real important thing here. So without further ado, I'm going to hop right into these different ideas. And I just want to let you know before I go actually into the details that every episode of this podcast has a page online. It's called the show notes, and the show notes would have a detailed, they have links to any resources that I'm mentioning, and they have a breakdown of the different content that I'm covering. So if you're driving in the car or you're on the treadmill or whatever else you might be doing while you're listening to podcasts, you know, you don't feel like you have to take any notes because everything is going to be available at the show notes, which you can access by going to insurancesplash.com/17. This is episode 17. You put in that slash 17 at the end of Insurance Splash, it'll take you right to this episode's page. So with that being said, the first thing that's going to help you grow your fan base, and this is kind of like a fundamental philosophical type thing, but the key thing is you have to understand, you have to decide what is the value that you're going to be offering on your page. I know a lot of agents that they want to grow, they want a bigger number of Facebook followers, but they've never really clearly defined why anyone would actually want to follow their Facebook page. So what that means is the helpful thing you can do before you start growing your numbers is really decide what it is that you're going to provide there. You're going to share information there. Are you going to share information about the community, things that are going to help people save money, things that are going to help people be healthier, be safer, just entertaining things, whatever it is. If you don't decide that now, you're going to have a hard time selling somebody on why they should sign up for you, which brings me into number two. I get a lot of, you know, I see a lot of things where, you know, there's a lot of different cases where this kind of stuff happens, but a lot of times I see people asking for, well, actually people ask me all the time, will you like my Facebook page? And the main mistake that I see them make is they're always asking me to do them a favor. And the truth is I don't really, I'm trying to say this without cursing, I don't want to do you a favor. my whole life is not about doing you a favor. And I'm kind of speaking about not just myself, but the whole world. People aren't going to like your page because they want to do you a favor. That's kind of pathetic. That's like asking people, buy my insurance so I can make a commission. It just doesn't make any sense. And it might work on your mom and your grandma and your friends and your uncles, but if you're really talking about customers, you can't just say, like my page and do me a favor. That's ridiculous. You have to explain what's in it for them. So I just mentioned number one, and number one was to identify and define the value that your page is offering. And anytime you're asking somebody, whether it's face-to-face, whether it's in an email, whether it's, you know, wherever it is in all these different things that I'm going to talk about, don't just say, like our Facebook page. Say, like our Facebook page because la, 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 whatever it is. You know, if there's not a carrot at the end of that stick, then nobody's going to go after it, and they're not going to do it just for you. So get that out of your head. Stop asking people to like your page because it's going to help you, because it's embarrassing. It's kind of makes you look like a real amateur. You want people to want to go out and like that page. So that was number two. And I just realized I'm about 5 minutes into this. I think I'm going to split this list of 28 ideas into two separate episodes because I'd rather keep them short and bite-sized than have things extend too long. So that's just kind of me thinking out loud. I'm going to split this into two. So that was number one was define the value you're offering. Number two is explain what's in it for them. Number three is to create a professional-looking Facebook page. What that means is your Facebook page has a couple key elements. One of those elements is your profile image. Now, that's the image that shows up in the little tiny square box in the upper left corner of your page. And anytime you write or you post or anything like that, that picture shows up. Now, I see a lot of agents make mistakes with this picture where maybe they'll have like a logo, but it's not centered in the middle of that square, or they'll have a picture there that it just doesn't really make any sense, or it's maybe a logo, but it's really pixelated. It's really important that profile picture looks good. And the profile picture, again, that's that little square. Now, the big picture that goes across the top of your page, which is called a cover image, that's another one that it's really important that you have a good-looking image there. But that doesn't mean that you have to do anything crazy. I mean, one of the things I see a lot of agents doing, which I think is great, is they just take a really nice picture of the outside of their building or the front of their office, and they use that as the cover. That's great. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, or you can pay a graphic designer. You could go on something like Fiverr.com, which I'll have a link to in the show notes, and you can use that to pay somebody. And literally for $5, they could make you some kind of a cover image that's going to look good. But people make a lot of decisions based on quality of design nowadays because they don't have time to read things. And if you know, if you're going to take the time to get people out to your Facebook page to get them to like it, then you want to make sure that the first impression they get is going to be a positive one. And that doesn't mean you have to pay a professional graphic artist $500. It just means that you have to put a little bit of time into it. You want to make sure that, you know, you've actually got a cover image there, that you've got a good profile photo, that you've taken the time to fill in the description of your agency and all the different information. You also want to make sure that you've chosen the Facebook page type that is for a local business, because that's going to allow you to put your address there and your phone number. I can't remember exactly what the best one I recommend is. It's under the local business, and I'm pretty sure I usually recommend agents go with financial advisor type thing. But you can choose the wrong category for your business. If you choose that you're like a brand instead of a local business, then it's not going to let you put your address there and your phone number. So, I mean, the professional-looking Facebook page, number one, have a good profile photo. Number two, have a good cover photo. Number three, choose the right category of business so that your page appears well. And number four, make sure you put in the description and the full information. Everything else on your page, for the most part, is dynamic. It's going to change as your page is changing. But those three things are always going to be there, and that's going to be the first impression people get. So make sure it's a good one. That was number three. Make sure your page looks professional. Number four, for getting more fans to your page, is to link to your page from your personal profile. Now, the way that this works is if somebody goes to your personal Facebook page, like Joe Smith, just his page, not Joe Smith Insurance, but just Joe Smith, if you take the time on your personal page to input your employer. And you go to the settings. I don't exactly know how to do it, but you go to the settings and you say, this is my employer. And if you don't just put in like State Farm Insurance, but you actually choose the agency's Facebook page, what that'll do is anybody, any of your friends or your relatives or anybody who's connected with you personally, if they visit your page, they will actually see a link right there that will take them over to your business page. And this is a huge one. I'd probably say more agents do not have this filled out correctly than those that do. So, you know, just take some time to go out to your personal profile, make sure anybody that knows you could easily connect you to your professional businesses page. And again, that's in the settings of your personal profile under your employer. That was number four, connect your personal profile to your agency's profile. Number five is to add a like box to your website. Now, this one's going to involve a little bit of computer programming, so I don't want to overwhelm you with this kind of stuff. I'm really just going to speak about this conceptually. But a like box is where you take a little bit of code that Facebook will provide to you, and you put it on your own website. And what it does is it shows like a little kind of box with your agency's Facebook page on it. And it has, you know, you can kind of set it up differently, but it could show your latest posts, or it can show little thumbnails of the people who follow your Facebook page. And the awesomest thing, the best thing about one of these like boxes, having one of these like boxes on your website, is that people can click the like button right there on your website without ever going to Facebook. And if they click that like button on your like box, they will actually become a follower of your agency's Facebook page without even, you know, and this is 100% happening on your own website. They've never even left your website. So, you know, you take that box, you put that on your website, and it's just one more easier way for people to like you. And again, they never even had to leave your website. They could do it from right on your actual website. That was number five. Number six is to use a link in your email signature. Now, I see this a lot because I'm constantly communicating with agents via email. And one of the things that I see a lot is an email signature link that says something like, make sure you like us on Facebook, with a link to the Facebook page. Now, that's cool, but the truth is, why should I make sure I do that? I mean, because you're telling me? That doesn't mean anything. I mean, at least there's kind of a call to action, which is better than a link. But what I would prefer to see is something, and again, it could be really simple, but in your email signature, you have something like our Facebook page, to stay up to date with everything you need to know, or whatever it is. I mean, to get local community information, like our Facebook page, to learn more about how you can save more money, whatever it is. But just that simple, here's our free Facebook page, you know, a little bit of a call to action, like our Facebook page, click here. That's a little bit better, but really the best situation is like our Facebook page here, because, and it's got to be quick. It can't be like 10 reasons. It's just got to be one really good reason why somebody should actually do it. And the email signature is a great place because, you know, people are already on the computer or they're on their phone or wherever because they're reading an email. So it's one of the easiest places to actually get people to follow through and take that action that you want them to. Which leads me to number seven, which is to actually create business cards that are specifically for the purpose of handing people and getting them to go like your Facebook page. Now, the time period when I like to use this technique is when you say you go out to like a local community event, which actually that's the next one I'm going to talk about. But so let's say you go out to the local parade and you're taking pictures of people that you're going to you're going to post on your Facebook page, you can hand people this card that just says, hey, go like our Facebook page. And because it's a business card, it's the right size for their wallet. They're not going to throw it out. It's not like you handed them an 8x11 thing. You know, it's not like you handed them a refrigerator magnet. It's something that they can fit right there in their wallet. Now, a lot of agents tell me, but John, I have my Facebook page on my business cards, so I'll just hand them my business cards. Well, yeah, you have your business cards. It might have your Facebook page, but it probably also has your website address and your email and your LinkedIn account and all this other things. And there's no specific call to action getting people to go out to that Facebook page. So that's the idea, is that if you hand somebody a card with 12 things on it, they're not going to do anything. But if you hand them with one specific card that says, follow us because here's the web address, it's going to be a lot more likely. So that's the Like Us cards. And you can hand those out to clients when they walk in the door. You can hand those to people in different situations. Business cards are so cheap that I don't know why agents don't create more variations of them to use in specific situations. But that's probably a topic for another podcast. That was number 7, creating special cards just for your Facebook page. Number 8, which I foreshadowed a little bit, is to take pictures at community events. You go out to these community events and you're snapping pictures, and everybody that you talk to, you can say, hey, yeah, you know, I post these pictures up on my Facebook page because my clients love it. You don't have to be a customer of mine, but if you go out and you like the page, you know, we take pictures of all the different community events that we go to. So, you know, there's a good reason to follow us, even if you're not a customer. And hey, if, you know, there's a good chance that people who become a fan of your Facebook page, who actually engage with it and enjoy it, at some point their insurance is going to come up and you're the person that's going to be top of mind. So that was taking pictures of community events. Number 9 is to follow other local businesses and interact with them. So I think you're probably aware of the fact that when you're on Facebook with your own personal profile and you go out to, let's say you go out to Red Bull and you like the Red Bull Facebook page, what happens is every now and then when Red Bull posts something, like some dude jumping out of a spaceship in a parachute, you're going to see a picture of that in your Facebook newsfeed. Now, one of the things that you can do is you can actually pretend, you can use Facebook as if you are your agency. And what that means is you can go out and you can like other businesses as your agency. And what happens is your agency has its own news feed, and those other companies will actually see, you know, the same way that instead of seeing Joe Smith likes us, they would actually see the Joe Smith Insurance Agency likes us. And so the way that you use this is you look up the other local businesses, everybody that you do business with, that you know of, who's popular, and you use Facebook as your agency, which you can learn how to do that if you go to the show notes. I'll have a link for that. And you go out and you like all those pages. When they make status updates, you make comments about them, you hit the like button, you try to engage with them as much as possible. But, you know, I actually wrote a whole article about that with really cool step-by-step instructions, and I'll link to that in the show notes. So that was number 9, is to like, follow, and interact with other local businesses. Number 10 is to actually just do advertising. So you can set up advertising with your Facebook page that will show your posts, or it'll show advertisements to like your page to different people. The only thing is, I when it comes to advertising, a lot of people don't have success advertising on Facebook, and the reason is because they don't quite know what they're doing. And I'll tell you, like, an example that I see all the time is I see ads for local insurance agencies that are 3,000 miles away from me. And so basically what happens is these people they're electing to show an advertisement to people like me, or maybe it's like a friend, you know, somebody that I'm friends with who's in the insurance business, and that person likes, you know, this local agency. Well, now I'm going to see ads, but that doesn't do the agency any good. I feel like I'm getting confusing here, but the point is, you know, if you're going to do your advertising, you really want to dig in and learn how to do it, because you don't want to be showing your ads. You don't want to pay to show up for ads to me down in Miami, Florida, if you're located in Houston, Texas. Okay. And the reason that that happens is because people just kind of hit the, oh, promote this post, but they don't really choose who the right audiences are. So if you want to grow your Facebook page, you can choose advertising, but don't just dip your toes in it. If you're going to do it, you're going to invest your money, either pay somebody like me to do it for you the right way, or really dig in, learn what you're doing. And it doesn't take that much effort to get decent at it. But you just want to make sure that you're not advertising to the wrong people. That was number 10, by advertising. Number 11 is to invite your email contacts. Now, the way this works is if you go to your agency's Facebook page and you look up at the top in the menu, I'm going to assume that you're logged in and you're there at the agency's Facebook page and you're basically in there as an administrator. There is a button up at the top that says Build Audience. And under that Build Audience button, there's a link that says Invite Email Contacts. And what that allows you to do is you can actually go out to like your Yahoo email or your Gmail email, and you can pull in all the people in your email list and send an email to them encouraging them to like your Facebook page. It's pretty automated. So if you have another email account that you use and you keep a lot of contacts, if you actually use the contact functionality of your email account, you can use that to blast out an email to 200-400 people that are all in your email contacts. If that process sounds a little confusing, I am going to have a link in the show notes to an article that walks you straight through it. So that was inviting your email contacts. The next thing, which is kind of similar, is to invite your Facebook friends. And it's the same idea, but instead of sending an email to everyone in your Gmail account or your Yahoo account, what it does is it sends a message from inside of Facebook to all of your Facebook friends. And the functionality to do that is located in the same place. It's up under the menu labeled Build Audience, and it's called Invite Friends. Again, there's kind of some screenshots and some directions that can show you how to do that. That was number 12. What do I get all together? Okay. I'll do a couple more here. So number 12 was to invite your Facebook friends, all the people that you're connected with. And you can pick and choose. You don't have to blast it out to everybody. That was number 12. Number 13 is to actually share your page on your own Facebook wall. And that option is also located under the Build Audience menu. And you're looking for something that says Share Page. But what it does is it takes a post about your agency's Facebook page and it posts it on your personal Facebook page. Excuse me. So that all of the people that you know will actually see it in their news feed. The difference between inviting your friends and sharing the page on your wall is that when you invite your friends, it actually sends them an email message. When you share the page on your wall, it shows up on your Facebook page, and it shows up in many of your friends' news feeds as well. So it's just another option to get that name out there, to get as many people to see it. And then number 14, this is the last one I'm going to talk about in this episode. You'll have to tune in next time to get the other 14 of these, is just to send private messages. Private messages are inside the Facebook functionality. You know, if I have a Facebook friend and I just want to send a message just to them, I can do that. And it's a little bit more personal than some of these other options that I've shown you, because you could type anything you wanted. Hey, this is my agency's Facebook page. I would love it if you liked the page. And in addition, if you could just kind of stay tuned in, and if you see something, if you see me posting something, would you hit the like button or make a comment or any kind of engagement you can do? I'd really appreciate it. You know, I can send that as a private message to somebody, and it's actually going to be a little bit more impactful to them than if I did more of some of these other options, which are a little bit more obviously like kind of email blast type things. So that was number 14. Like I said, I'd rather keep these a little bit short than go on forever, and I could definitely go on forever. So I'm gonna cut it off there. I'll tune in for the next 14 in the next episode. I guess it's time for me to wrap this one up. So I just want to remind you, you can get more information about all the different ideas I talked about in the show notes at insurancesplash.com/17. That's /17. Also, if you're a listener of this podcast and you think it's good and you'd like more agents to know about it, or you just want to do me a favor to say thanks for the information I'm putting out there, I would absolutely love it if you would write a 5-star review on iTunes. And then lastly, if you happen to know somebody out there that, you know, somebody who works in the insurance business like you do, they're an insurance salesperson or a manager or whatever it is, and you know that they're on the road a lot, or somebody that you already know they listen to podcasts, but you don't know that they listen to this one, would you do me a favor on iTunes? And then lastly, if you happen to know somebody out there that, you know, somebody who works in the insurance business like you do, they're an insurance salesperson or a manager or whatever it is, and you know that they're on the road a lot, or somebody that you already know they listen to podcasts, but you don't know that they listen to this one, would you do me a favor and just let them know about it? Never mind. That's all I have to say. I'm going to cut it off. Have a great rest of your day. Have a great rest of your week. Sell lots of insurance. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to Insurance.